Diplomacy Dig. The delicate art of diplomacy, or not.
Ah, come in. Please take a seat.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to say...
My name is Sir Henry Fitzwarren, and for the duration of this interview, you may address me as Sir Henry.
Oh, yes, of course, Sir Henry.
Excellent. Now, as you're aware, I am the permanent secretary here at the Foreign Office. Although I don't usually get directly involved in recruitment, I thought I'd make an exception on this occasion.
Of course. Thank you, Sir Henry.
Excellent. Now, as you know, the Foreign Office is responsible for ensuring that Britain's interests abroad are protected. Doing so frequently requires a great deal of diplomacy. The purpose of this interview is for me to see whether you have the qualities required to represent your country as a member of the diplomatic corps.
Of course, Sir Henry.
Very well. Now, the qualities we are looking for are numerous, but chief amongst them is a keen and incisive mind, one that has an understanding of the world and this country's role in it. We need people who can analyse situations and make decisions, but not hasty decisions. Rather, considered decisions, ones that have taken every possible outcome into account. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Well, I took geography A-level at school, Sir Henry.
And failed, I see.
Unfortunately, yes, Sir Henry.
No matter. Now, let us imagine a situation. You are at a reception at the British Embassy in Vienna, and you meet the German ambassador. How would you address him?
Oh, that's easy. I'd say, hello there, brains.
I'm sorry?
Well, I was at school with the German ambassador to Austria. We always called him Brains. It was his nickname. Very clever chap he was.
Of course. Very well. Another situation. Imagine the country of Utopia has threatened to stop selling oil to the United Kingdom. What would your reaction be?
I'd immediately declare war. I'd send the Royal Navy to blockade all Utopian ports in the Baltic Sea and put the Royal Air Force on red alert to begin bombing Utopian cities.
I see. So, do you feel that your actions would relieve tensions between our two countries?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I'd obviously keep the Russians informed about the diplomatic crisis, and I'd warn them that they'd get a pretty hot reception from us if they tried interfering.
Why the Russians?
Well, Utopia shares a border with Russia, doesn't it? It's one of those Baltic states.
Well, actually, Utopia is an imaginary country. I was using it as an example.
Oh, right. I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
Forgive me for saying so, but don't you think your reaction to the Utopian crisis might have been somewhat hasty?
In what way, Sir Henry?
Well, I believe that you would have been directly responsible for the outbreak of the Third World War.
And is that a bad thing, Sir Henry?
Well, that's certainly not very diplomatic.
Of course, Sir Henry. I have to say this whole diplomacy business is a bit more complicated than I imagined. I thought I'd be dealing with real places. I wasn't expecting to be working in imaginary countries. Are there many imaginary embassies?
Yes, well, let's not worry too much about that. I'm confident that you'll fit in here very well. We'll see you on Monday.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Sir Henry.
Now, the interview is over. We can drop the formalities.
Oh, right-ho, Uncle. By the way, Mother asked me to ask you if you'd be coming to stay this weekend. She says that any...